Praise the Lord this morning. Are you encouraged this morning? Come on, somebody. Are you encouraged this morning? Sometimes you had to stop and speak over yourself. When your mom is not there, when your dad is not there, when your friend is not there, you got to speak the word of God over your own life. God said to remind him of his promises. His promises are yea and amen. And we thank God this morning. Speak over yourself. So if you speak over yourself, you don't have to worry about complaining, because God is in control of every situation in your life. God is your all in your all. God is your Jehovah Jireh. He's your provider. He's everything you need him to be. Come on, give God a praise this morning. Come on, give God a praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. I was glad when they said it to me. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm grateful this morning to God, my Father, and my pastor in his absence, and to you, my Living Faith Community Church family. I'm grateful to be able to stand in God's presence just one more time. Amen. I won't be before you long. I just want to speak just a little bit this morning. I want to speak on, I won't complain. Sometimes we find ourselves complaining all the time. We find ourselves, no matter what's going on, we complaining. But we got to stop and say, I won't complain. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is from Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 through 6. The word of God reads, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Amen. May the Lord bless his word, and that it will go out and will not return to him void. Father, I thank you this morning, O God, for your word, O God. Use me as your servant, O God. God, I decree that you will increase. God, let the words of my mouth and a meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And today we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Two mornings, I was driving through the gate going to work, and I was all jubilant and said, good morning. How are you this morning? The first young man said, good morning, ma'am. I can't complain. The next morning, I was going through the gate again. I says, good morning. How are you this morning? He says, ma'am, I can't complain. I looked at him. I says, young man, you know what? I can complain, but I won't complain. He looked at me. He says, yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. So he said, you're welcome. So I drove him on to work. As I got to work, I began to think, and I began to reflect on that. I won't complain. I thought about how we could complain. We can complain about our jobs. We can complain about our homes. We can complain about our families. We can complain about the things we want. We can complain about illnesses. We can complain about food. We can complain about the price of eggs right now. We can complain about the gas and how it keeps going up. We can complain about what's going on in America. Now, we sure there is a reason to complain. But I realize it's a choice. I can choose to complain about it, or I can choose to do something about it. I can choose not to complain about it. Then I was reminded of the word of God and how God began to speak to us through Matthew 6:26. He said, look at the birds. They don't plant a harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. He said, and aren't you far more valuable to him than they are?
That's right.
God sees you. God feeds you. Stop complaining. Matthew, the 6th chapter, and verse 28 says, why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, but yet we're still complaining, and God got us clothed. Psalms 24:1 said, the earth is the Lord's and everything that's in it. The world and all the people belongs to him. Remind yourself that all the animals of the forest are his, and how the cattle on the thousand hills are his. Remind yourself how Jesus was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. He carried that cross up Golgotha Hill. He was spit on. He was mocked. He was beaten. But he never complained. Yeah. Well, there's enough to complain about. I think about how the Lord hardened the hearts of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites. He was marching out boldly. Now think about it. If God can harden this man's heart, don't you think he's in control of the situation? So why are we complaining instead of speaking a word over it? Deuteronomy told us how God told the children of Israel, when you go out to fight your enemies and face your horses and chariots and any army greater than your own, do not be afraid. The Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt is with you. 2 Chronicles 20:17 said, but you will not even need to fight. Take your position, stand still, and watch the Lord's victory. He will be with you. So why are you complaining? He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He fed the multitude. He opened the blind eyes. He made the dumb to talk. He made an ass to speak. Yeah, yeah. God knows what you have needed before you pray. But you must make your request known. Sometimes we find ourselves complaining about everything and say, God, this is what I have desired. God, this is what I have need of. Complain about every situation that's going on in your life. God, I need you. I won't complain. I'm going to ask you for what I need. I can't complain of myself in this, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I can't help but shout and praise God, but I won't complain. So what then, Sherry? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. When I define trust, I found a firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability, it's the strength of something or someone. I found that I must cast my cares upon him because what? He cares for me. And stop complaining. Yeah. I found myself complaining, but God. God is in control of every situation in our lives. I began to speak over my life and my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but my wholly lean on Jesus' name. It's on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other grounds is sinking sand. So I won't complain. There's a song, I think it's just a joy sort of sings this song. It says, I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless night. But when I look around, I think things over in all of my good days. Outweigh my bad days. So I won't complain. I won't complain. So how do we do this, Sherry? Get off that merry-go-round. We find ourselves going around in circles with the same complaint over and over and over again. Keep doing the same things over and over again. Get off, stable yourself, and stop complaining. I read this story about this man that was waiting in line for a taxi cab driver. So when the cab pulled up, the first thing that he noticed was that the taxi was polished. It was bright shining. A smartly dressed man jumped out of the cab. He had a white shirt on. He had a black tie on and a freshly pressed black slacks. The cab driver jumped out, rounded the car to open the passenger door for him. He handed the man a laminated card and said, I'm Wasu, your driver. While I'm loading your bags in the trunk, I'd like you to read my mission statement. Taken aback, he read that statement and it said, Wasu mission statement. To get my customers to their destination in the quickest, safest, and cheapest way possible in a friendly environment. This blew him away, especially when he noticed that the inside of the car was just as clean. It was just as spotless. He slid behind the wheel. Marsu said, would you like a cup of coffee? I have a thermos of regular and one of decaf. I said jokingly, no, I prefer a soft drink. Wasu smiled and said, no problem. I have a cooler up front with regular Diet Coke, Lassi, water, and orange juice. Had everything you need. So almost stuttering, I said, I'll take a Lassi. He said, I've never had one before. So handing me the drink, he says, you know what? While you're driving, I have something to read. I have Good Housekeeping. I have a magazine. I have Reader's Digest. I have the Bible. And I have a Travel Plus Leisure magazine. So as they were pulling away, Wasu handed me another laminated card. These are the stations I get and the music they play. If you'd like to listen to the radio, hear me now. And as if that wasn't enough, Wasu told me that he had the heat on. And he asked the temperature was comfortable for me. Then he advised me of the best route to my destination for that day. He also let me know that he'd be happy to chat and tell me about some of the sights, if I preferred, or he would leave me alone. Tell me, Wasu, as he was amazed, and asked him, how have you served people like this before? Have you always done this? Wasu smiled in the rearview mirror. No, not always. In fact, it's only been the last 2 years. My first 5 years driving, I spent most of my time complaining, like all the rest of the cabbies do. Then I heard about power of choice one day. So what is power of choice? Power of choice is that you can be a duck or an eagle. If you get up in the morning and expect to have a bad day, you'll rarely disappoint yourself. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You speak it, you get it. You speak it, you receive it. Stop complaining. Speak the word of God over your life. Don't be a duck. Be an eagle. Ducks quack and they complain. Eagles soar above the crowd. They begin to see what God has in store for them. They begin to rise high above the situation in their lives. Ducks walk around on the ground, quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 constantly complaining. That hit me right, said Wasu. He continued to say, it's about me. I was always quacking and complaining. So I decided to change my attitude and become an eagle. What about you today? Will you change your attitude and begin to fly above the situations? He said, I looked around at other cab drivers and their cabs were dirty and they were unfriendly and the customers were unhappy. So I decided to make a few changes. As I put them in process, the customer began to be happy. It paid off. I began to make more, and I made more in the first year than I had in my whole career. My first year as an eagle, I doubled my income. This year, I probably quadrupled because the customers called me, and they called my cell phone. Wasu made a different choice. He decided to stop quacking like a duck and start roaring like eagles. What about you today? Have an eagle life ahead. Stop complaining and soar like an eagle. Because as we speak the word of God over our life, God will move by his word. He said, I'm not a man that I shall lie, nor the son of man that I shall repent. If I said it, I'm well able to perform it. What about you? So what do we do in life? Instead, declare the word of God over your life. Yes. Declare God's promises over your life. I declare that God is El Shaddai because he is my all-sufficient one. Because I have no worries, no doubt, and no fear because El Shaddai will be with me today and every day. My faith is in you and you are alone. Speak the word of God over your life. I am Abraham's seed and an heir according to the covenant promises. When I declare that God is El Elyon, I realize that he is my most high God. I succeed in every endeavor, even against ridiculous odds. You give me the wisdom to devise the power plan of attack. You give me the blueprint for victory. Stop complaining. When I declare that God is my Adonai, I know that he is the Lord over all of my life. I am cleansed from sin. My guilt is taken away. I serve you today with a clean heart and a pure spirit. You are my master and I am your slave. So as we begin to trust God and begin to speak over our lives, God can move and we can stop complaining. Yeah. You are my Jehovah. Lord God, I praise you. You are the God that defines himself by himself. You are the God of the already, which was my past. You are the God of the right now, which is my present. You are the God of the not yet, which is my future. You know the thoughts I have before I think them. You know the concerns I have before I feel them. And you know the plans you have for me before I learn them. I can face anything that this day has for me because you, Jehovah, are with me. Thank you because you're Jehovah Nissi. You are my banner. You are my battle axe. I fight under your flag. I defend your precepts, your principles, and your ways. I submit myself to your word and your commandments. Be obedient by your obedience to your word. I cause my way to be prosperous today. Speak God's word over your life. Receive God's word. No enemy shall overtake me because I am a soldier in God's army. And I know that I am in control because God, if God be for me, who can be against me? I know that God is God. He is my Jehovah Rohi. You are my shepherd and I shall not want. You lead me toward peaceful places. You minister to my every need. You have my best interest in your heart. I will feel no evil because you are with me. Even in the valley and the shadow of death, you anoint me refresher every day and every day. I walk in your benefits and enjoy your protection. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Speaking over your life, I thank you because you're Jehovah Raha. Because God, you are Lord God. You are my healer. I submit and surrender myself to your word and to your voice. I walk in obedience to you, and you keep me in perfect health. I release most holy faith to bring things to pass, and I declare that my body will function in perfection. Speak to your body. Speak to it because every sickness, germ, or disease that attempts to hinder my body must die instantly. I live a divine life and I live in divine health. Why? Because God's word is true. And he is not a man that he shall lie. If he said it, he's well able to perform it. I thank you because you're Jehovah Shammah. You are my Jehovah Shammah. You are here with me today and it will always be with me. Because God's word said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He said I will be with you. Whether you're in the valley or in the mountaintops, God is with you. You can keep me through every situation and bless me in the midst of my enemies. Your presence brings it with your power, your protection, and your peace. You are with me everywhere I go, and you cause my way to prosper. Why? Because you're Jehovah Shammah. You are my very presence, helping the time of trouble. No matter what I'm going through, your presence guaranteed me victory. Why? Because God is in control. Hallelujah. I thank you because you're Jehovah Tiskanu. You are my righteousness. You have declared me from the guilt of sin and cleansed me from the washing of your word. I am restored into a right relationship with you. I can do what you say I can do. I can have what you say I can have. I am not a sinner. I am a child of God. I am not wrong with you. God has made me right. Stop complaining. Receive the word of God. I am Jehovah Makedesh, says the Lord. You are the God that sets me apart. God says you've been set apart. You've been bought with a price. If God has bought you with a price, that means that he's supposed to be taking care of you. You are his and his alone. No man can pluck you out of my hand. This is what God is saying to us. I am different from the world, and I do not act like they act. When they're complaining about a situation in my life, I can't act like that. Okay, God, I know what your word says, and your word is true. Your word is alive, and your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And I thank you because, God, I belong to you, you belong to me, and your bed over me is love. I live under a different set of laws. I don't live under the laws of the world, and the world says I complain. I go through these things. We complain about this, we complain about that, but I do not complain about those. I will not. Because I've been guilty. So I won't complain. I will stay focused and dedicated to pleasing the Lord my God. I will love you with all my heart. I also love my neighbors as myself. I will submit myself to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I will walk in accordance with God's word. And God's word says to see him, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added unto you. I will live as a set apart person today and every day. Because God, you are Jehovah Jireh. And God, because you provide everything I need, you are my provider. I put nothing on anyone above you because you are in my life. You are my righteous king and everlasting ruler. I submit and surrender to you and you alone. I walk by faith and not by sight because, God, your word is true. I trust you, God, even when I cannot see it. When I don't see what it's going to be like, I can see what everything is happening around me. I go through the changes. I see men fighting. I see people speaking death over a situation in life. But God, I speak your word. Thank you, Lord. I know that you will provide all my needs according to your riches and glory. Right. I obey your commands and I enjoy your provisions. All my bills are paid on time. I like nothing. Hallelujah. Because I just read to you how God owns everything, the world and everything in it. He said, to make your requests known. I am provided for today and every day because I serve the great provider. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, because you're Jehovah Sabaoth. You are my ultimate authority. Men think that they're your authority, but no, God is in control. You are bigger than every situation and stronger than any opportunity or opposition. Every obstacle in my life is but a small thing to you. I surrender myself to you today. I'll stop complaining. I am like Hannah. I make a vow to serve you all the days of my life and place my every desire at your feet. I am a soldier in your army and I obey your command. I stop complaining. Use me this day for your service. I am present for duty and fit for fight because God says he's with me. And he says no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. I am El Olam. You are my everything, my everlasting God. I trust you this morning. Even in the midst of an ever-changing and often frustrated environment, I trust you with my life. I trust you with my family. I trust you with my finances, my career, my decisions. You know what plans you have for me. Plans to prosper me and not to harm me. Plans to give me an expected end. Stop complaining. God already knows what he has in line for you. He knows the thoughts he had towards you, and he's going to bring you to your expected end. So as my everlasting Father, I submit and I surrender myself to you and to those plans. I thank you for where I am and trust you to take me where I need to be. That's right. Come on, give God a praise, somebody. I am El Gibhar. You are the King of Glory. You are my mighty God. You never sleep and always armed and battle ready. So why are we complaining? I have repented of my sins and have a blood by right to your protection. So God, I trust you because God, I belong to you. And your banner over me is love. God, I am safe because you make me safe. I can face any obstacle. I can face any opposition because you, Almighty God, will fight for me. That's right. He says, I'll fight for you. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's right. I am El Roha, says the Lord. You are the God who seeks me in every situation. Even when I place myself in the wilderness and find myself by myself, you are with me. You see me and you are there. God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'm there no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with in life. God says, I am there. I can see because you see me. I can face this day because you see me. I can accomplish every task and overcome every hindrance because you, El Roha, see me. Come on, give God a praise this morning. You are Elohim. You are my creator. Your words have creative abilities. I created you in my image and my word, say the Lord. So line up with his word and have creative abilities. I speak to every chaotic situation in my life and pronounce order. Yes. I won't complain. I speak to every unruly area of my life and pronounce peace. Because God is the Prince of Peace. My family is blessed. My children are blessed. My household is blessed. My finances are blessed. My workplace is blessed. My hands are blessed. And what have I put my hands to do? In the name of Jesus, I have what I say. So why are you complaining? Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. So in the name of Jesus, I confess and I believe. As you receive that word, allow God to move in your life and stop complaining. Stop being the duck walking around quacking, but be the eagle and fly above the situations. Because God is in control. When we declare who he is, we don't need to complain. Because Matthew and 4 says, when Jesus told Satan, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So start speaking the word of God over every situation in your life. Start walking according to God's promises. Start reminding God of his word. He said, remind me of my promises. And my promises to you are yea and amen. So why are you complaining? Why are you not walking according to my promises? Why are you not doing, why you're not standing up and knowing that God is already in control? So the why? Because God have all power in his hand. And guess what? God has given us that same power. I can trust in the Lord because I have received his power. The Lord has given us the angels' charge over us so we can basically be successful in life. We can go forth and know that God's already in control. The one who is in us is greater than that one who is in the world. You've been bought with that price. He owns you. So guess what? He will take care of you. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can say to every mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And guess what? It will obey because God is in control of every situation. He has given us a word to speak, and as we speak God's word, his word will come to life. So I will trust in the Lord in all things. I will submit to him. He will make your path straight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding and quit complaining. When those things don't go the way you want, ask God, what can I learn from this? I've learned in my life that the things that God withholds from me is the things that should not be in my life. I've learned to trust God in all things. I've learned to ask God, God, what am I supposed to learn from this? As I go through the, I don't go through the complaining, oh, they didn't hire me for this job, or they didn't give me what I wanted, but I've come to realize that God is already in control of my life. So walk according to our promises and ask God, what can I do? God, I trust you. I'm going to stop complaining. So when you fall down, get up. Dust yourself off and stop complaining.